tonight. Okay, let's take our Bibles. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Whenever you find your place, go ahead and stand if you want to mind as we read our passage tonight. Proverbs chapter 3. We will also be in Hebrews 11, but that will be later. For now, we'll be in Proverbs chapter 3. There, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Verses 5 and 6, very familiar passages potentially, but has meant a lot in my life and Brother Mike's life, I know, and the life of our youth this week. I think God has us here tonight to consider this great truth, and I trust that God's going to use it. So verse 5 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." Let's pray and we'll get right into it. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for how it speaks to us. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God that we can trust. Lord, we know that you're in control always, even at times that are difficult to understand. And Lord, you know who we are. You know our weakness in so many ways, morally, spiritually, but even just mentally, intellectually, to understand all that's happening, we just can't. But I'm thankful that we can trust you, who knows all. Help us to recognize that. Believe that, grasp onto that tonight, and through that, follow you and watch where you lead. We love you. Christ in my prayer. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. So, verse 5, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." And so, with that, obviously, there's really two options. And I'll tell you this, there's really always two options. You can trust yourself, you can trust the Lord. That's really it. We could just pray and be done. But he said, now Solomon is writing to his son. And Solomon's son was going to be king one day. And Solomon knew that. And so Solomon is trying to, in the book of Proverbs, to help you as you read it, just very quickly. Chapters 1 through 9 is a letter, really, from Solomon the father to his son, Rehoboam, who'd be king one day. And then the Proverbs, the actual lists of short sayings, starts at chapter 10. Okay, if you go to chapter 10, it says the Proverbs of Solomon. Well, hold on, I thought we'd been in the Proverbs of Solomon. Well, not really. The Proverbs themselves start in chapter 10 through the end. And what Solomon is trying to do is prepare his son to be king one day. God has great plans for Solomon. For Rehoboam. God wants to use Rehoboam to be a godly king. God wants to do great work with his people through the leadership of Rehoboam. If you know anything about Rehoboam, that didn't pan out, sadly. Big part of that is this. Rehoboam's problem was not that he didn't have enough information. His dad, Solomon, was the wisest man to ever walk the earth other than Christ. He was supernaturally endowed with wisdom and wrote this entire book to his son to prepare him, to give him everything he needs to be the king God has him to be, and to follow God and to know really about any situation he's in. He has the Proverbs to deal with it. He has, and not just the Proverbs, you understand, he has the whole five books of the Old Testament, for the whole law of Moses. To be the king, you had to copy that down by hand. Did you know that? When you became a king, they had to write it down by hand, the whole first five books. He knew the law of Moses. He had the wisdom of his father. He had the Proverbs. They were directed specifically to him. As far as knowing God's will, he had what he needed. He didn't need more information. What he needed to do was do what Solomon told him to do in the very beginning, where he said, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And it doesn't matter how much you know about God if you don't fear Him, if you don't believe in your heart that He is right. It's really what it means to fear Him, because you know that if you don't, the fearful part is two things: reverence, because He's God, and also this, that what He says matters, because if you don't do what He says, it's not going to turn out right, because He's right. And if you go against what's right, it's going to end up bad. And so we have to believe that. Two, we have to trust Him. We have to trust Him. We have to trust that God really, truly does know best. We have to trust that not only does He know best, but He wants what's best. And He wants to bless our life. And so, I've given this illustration before, but it just fits so well in so many contexts. But Ethan Moore, you know Ethan Moore, little guy. Ethan, not so little anymore, by the way, but I was here when he was growing up. And when I came here, he was 3. And about the time he was 4, Ethan comes to me, and he says, "Brother Chad, now, I'm going to ask you to do something, all right? But you have to say yes first, then I'll ask you about it." No. I told him no. No. The answer is no, because I don't trust him, right? 4-year-old Ethan, I did not trust. I did not trust his logic and reasoning. One, I've seen what he did, and he did not think that through. And I'm not, and I didn't trust his care for me. I think he wanted to do, he did not have my best interest at heart, I'm pretty sure, based upon the smirk on his face when he asked me to do that. No. And I said no. The reason I had to say no, or at least you need to tell me first, then I'll say yes or no. That is the very least, but I'm thinking 98% no. The reason is why? Because I didn't trust him, right? I mean, he's great, okay, nothing wrong about him. He's a 4-year-old at this point. But I didn't trust that he knew better than me. I didn't trust that he actually cared about me as much as I did. So no. But God asks us to trust him. Isn't that what he says? And right here in verse 5, Solomon says, son, if you want to be the king God wants you to be, if you're going to live the life God has for you, you need to learn to trust the Lord. What does that mean? That means that you're willing to say, which we forgot to sing as a youth group, "Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way." I mean, the perfect sermon for this. Anyways, should we get up? No, we shouldn't. But we need to say, "Yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. Yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my what? My whole heart, I'll agree. And my answer will be, yes, Lord, yes." That means I don't even know the question yet, but my answer is yes. That's what it means to trust the Lord with all your heart. That means that you don't need him to explain himself. That means you don't need him to prove it. That means, look at here, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Here's what it says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. That means when you trust the Lord with all your heart, you don't need to understand it all the way. You don't need for God to sufficiently explain himself. When it says leaning on your own understanding, that means literally this. You ever played like the trust game with somebody? I'm not doing that with anybody in here. Okay? Too many sarcastic people. Maybe Brother Steve. I bet you he wouldn't drop me. Brother Tim, no. Nope. Stay back there. You need to be in the sound booth. Amen? And so if you're leaning on something, if you're truly leaning on it, if this pulpit's gone, I am. You see? And most people lean on their understanding, which means if they don't understand it, they're not doing it. How are we doing? If you don't understand why God asks you to do what he asks you to do, you won't do it. If that is how you think, then you don't trust God. And you won't be the king God wants you. I don't think anyone here is going to be king. If you're going to be king, remember me, please. But I don't think anyone in here is going to be a king. But I do know this. God has plans for you. Brother Chad, I'm 60 or whatever. That doesn't matter. Are you breathing? Everyone go like this. Hey, you know what I know about you? God has plans for you. And there are awesome plans. If you follow God's way, what He'll do in your life will be incredible. He has plans for you. Brother Chad, I messed up. I mean, I do care, but it doesn't affect that God has plans for you. He's bigger than that. His grace is bigger than that. We talked about that with Gibeon, remember that, and Joshua and all of that. God has plans for you. And if you are going to be the person in the future that God wants you to be, then right now you need to trust Him whether or not you understand. We were going to turn to Genesis 12, but I'll just tell you the story. Genesis 12 is when God calls Abraham, right? And God comes to Abraham and He says, Abraham, this might sound familiar to you. I need you to leave your family. I need you to leave your home. I need you to pack up your stuff and leave. Where am I going? I'll tell you later. You know what He does? He goes. And you can imagine His family. What are you doing? Well, I'm packing up. Where are you going? I don't know. What? And they probably thought He was totally psycho. And so they're like, okay, with all the camels and all the things, you have your whole life packed up. What are you doing? I don't know. Well, who told you to go? Well, God did. Well, that's all He said, go? Yeah. And He went. And His family probably was like, you're being irrational. And they probably accused Him of that. You're not thinking right. None of this makes any sense. And I guarantee you, He's already said, it does make sense. Because here's all He knew. God said, go. God said, pack up my stuff and go. What doesn't make sense, if you're thinking right, Abraham was thinking right. They were not thinking right. If you're thinking right, if you know God said to do something, you're going to do it. If you're not thinking right, when God says something, you have to tell Him, well, explain that to me. That doesn't make sense. When the God of the universe, the God who created you, the God who loves you, if you think about who God is, and you know God says to do something, for you to question that makes no sense. That makes no sense. So when we know God says it, we follow Him. Why? Because He's God. It just imagine if Abraham said, okay, God, explain it. God explained it. What's He going to say? No? Right? Why does it matter if He explains it or not? If he tells you what it looks like, are you going to tell Him no? I can't think of a worse thing to do than to say, God, I know You want me to do this, but I'm not doing it. He's God. He's the Creator. It doesn't matter where Abraham's going. It doesn't matter how the land is over there. It doesn't matter how the crime rate is over there. It doesn't matter how the job market is over there. It doesn't matter if he has family over there. None of that stuff matters. All of that is part of the understanding of man. What matters is this. It's the only thing that matters if you're going to walk with God. Does God want me to do it? Now, sometimes those factors play a part in if God wants you to do it. And that's okay. But if you know for sure God wants you to do something, then we just go. Right? I'll just remind you, Pastor Moore, God said go. And some of us didn't understand that. Can I just be honest? It doesn't matter if we understand it. He didn't understand it. But he knew this. God said go. He went. Right? Let's not be like Abraham's pagan family who was questioning him. If God said go, go. Mike Valdez is doing that same thing right now. And he is moving, he is uprooting his entire family from Albany, Oregon, and coming to a place he's been one time. To a state, I'm pretty sure he's only been to one time. To a region of the country. I think he's only been to one time. Well, where are you going to work? I don't know. Well, where are you going to live? I don't know. What are you going to do when you get there? Well, I have an idea, but still, I don't really know. Are you crazy? No. God told me to go. And here he comes. That's a blessing. And as I started to explain this to different people, they would always ask, well, what's he going to do there? What's he going to do? How's he going to? No, you're not listening. Pause. God said to go. That's all he needs. The God who created everything, the God who provides all of our needs, he can figure that out. We just need to follow him. I remember when I was called to preach. At the time, I had a full ride academic scholarship to Arizona State. I was fully in line to be a mechanical engineer, make six figures plus. I'm a nerd. I love physics. I love chemistry. I love math. I love calculus. All of that. And I didn't even apply for the scholarship. I didn't even know how. Neither of my parents graduated high school. I don't know how to do that. I didn't apply for any scholarships. I got a letter in the mail that said, "Hey, by the way, 4 free years of Arizona State. Here you go." So I said, "Okay." And I went for a year, and I loved it. I calculus, chemistry, physics, mechanical engineering 101, all these things, I loved it. I was enrolled to go to my second year, and at Silver State, Brother Park Sutton is going to be preaching our revival. It's preaching. And actually, during camp, I was good with what I was doing. Got home, we had testimony time just like we do, except we all stayed in the choir loft the whole time. And I got up first to give my testimony because no one else would get up. And so I told them what God did and what the lessons were about. I sat back down. And right there in the corner of the choir loft, I knew God said, I'm calling you to preach. And I didn't know what to do. So I got up and I gave another testimony. And I told the church, I'm going to Heartland. So I would know. So I'd have accountability. And I went home that night and I canceled my scholarship. Canceled it. Unenrolled, worked another year, then I went to Heartland. 3 times, Arizona State called me and said, "Are you sure? Nobody does this. What are you doing?" You know? They said, "We'll hold on to it, just in case you change your mind." And for a year and a half, they held on to it. And I said, "You don't have to. I know what God wants me to do. Are you sure?" My dad, you know, didn't understand. The lawyer I worked for was almost angry about it. I don't care. Because I knew God wanted me to do this. And I don't regret it. I'll tell you that. I know I'm where God wants me to be. I'm doing what God wants me to do. And let me tell you this. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart and you acknowledge him, verse 6, in all thy ways... The ways is the directions you're going, the paths, literally. The way you're going, as you're going through life, if you acknowledge him, and it doesn't mean like, "Oh, hey, God," you know. No, it's he is in the center of your ways. And you involve him, and he's the primary source of the reason you're going the way you're going. He will direct your path. If you are interested in following God, if you acknowledge him and you want to follow him, he will direct you. And when you do that, you won't regret it. Now, there's going to be people who will tell you you're going to regret it. But that's not what matters. We're not leaning on our understanding. Like, what about the schooling? That's like $50,000 worth of schooling. Are you sure? And I don't understand. I mean, I canceled it. I don't know why. I just know God wants me to preach. God wants me to go to the Bible college. And on it goes. Pastor goes to Phoenix in Arizona. And I can't tell you how many times I heard people say, "Well, that doesn't sound like a very good place to raise your family." No, you're not getting it. Pause. That doesn't matter. God said, go. There. Chad Hainline, going to Sudan. You follow God. God will protect your family or not. He knows best. And what is irrational is to know God said it and say, "God, I know what you said, but I have these things in my mind, and because of what I think, I'm not going to do it." You know what you're telling God? "I know better than you. God, I know you said go to Bible college, but I got this scholarship. I don't think so, God. I'll wait." That wouldn't have gone good. You see? Or God calling Mike to come. And, you know, your family's not there. Or, you know, what are you going to do there? Are you going to, I don't know, work at Casey's or something? What did you say? All the time. Yeah, they do. None of those questions matter. Those questions do matter, but later. The question that matters always is this. Is this what God wants me to do? Are you sure God wants you to homeschool? What about your friends? What about football? What about acting or whatever? Being Charlie in the Charlie Factory. What if you lose all of that? No, all of that stuff, okay, maybe that'll work out. It doesn't matter, though. This is what God wants him to do. That's what matters. Be sure God wants you to do it. Doesn't matter who else wants you to do it or not do it. What does God want you to do? Are you sure God wants you to be at church every time the doors are open? I mean, that's a lot of time. I mean, that's 4 hours a week. 4 hours a week to be with the God of the universe. I'll take it. Right? But I'm just saying that we don't lean on our own understanding. We say, what does God want? And if that's the only question that matters, if God wants me to do it, I'll do it, and then I'll figure it out. If God doesn't want me to do it, I won't do it, and then I'll figure that out. But what matters primarily is, what does God want? What does God want? Not what I want. What does God think? Not what I think. Are you leaning on God, or are you leaning on your understanding? Trust and leaning are synonyms. And so you're always leaning on something. There's always something that if it's gone, you're out. And it's really primarily one of two things. Your understanding, or the world's understanding, or your family's understanding, or whatever, whoever's understanding, if they don't think it's a good idea, it's gone. But as Christians, here's what Solomon's saying. Son, if God isn't for it, doesn't matter what else is for it. You're out of there. We trust in God. And if God is for it, then we stay. Are you following? Whatever God says to do, that's what we're leaning on. That's what we're leaning on. And if God says do it, we do it. If God says don't do it, we don't do it. And it doesn't matter the peripheral. We'll figure that out later. You following? Yeah. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And by the way, he wants to direct your path. He does. But oftentimes we're like, well, I'm sure, because I just don't know what to do. Here's if you don't know what to do, you just do this. God, yes. Whatever you say. If he doesn't say anything, stay where you are. Do what you're doing. But in your heart, be ready to say yes to anything God says. It doesn't matter what anyone thinks about it. It doesn't matter how it affects your life. All that needs to matter to you is, God, what do you think? And my answer is yes. And you'll be shocked to find how God leads and guides and directs. And I'm telling you, you will not forget it. You will not regret it. God will do great work in your life. But it takes you saying, God, yes. Whatever it is, whatever you want me to give up, whoever you want me to talk to, however you want me to change, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know what life looks like without it. But yes. Because God, if you want it, I know you'll work it out. That's our God. And God did that with Abraham, didn't he? Brought him to Canaan. Did you know he never lived there? Abraham never lived in Canaan. He saw it. He was a sojourner. He traveled. He never owned it. That promise didn't happen until Joshua. But God fulfilled his promise to me. And God used Abraham to be a part of it. And Joshua doesn't exist if Abraham doesn't follow God. Are you following? And we're not promised results. We're not promised to see the results. All we know is this. I'm following God. And whatever he sees fit to do, I trust him. I trust him. Even when I don't understand. Remember this morning how we talked about how that you obey, it only counts when you don't agree. And when you love people, it only counts when it's your enemy. Trusting God only counts when you don't understand. Because you don't need to. You're not leaning on your own understanding. You're trusting God. Now just make sure you're following him. If you're doing that, He'll direct your paths. He'll direct your paths. And it'll be more incredible than you could have ever planned or dreamed of, because that's our God. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for being who you are. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being involved personally in our lives. Thank you for how you've worked in so many ways. God, we've just watched over and over you guide and direct paths of people. Thankful, God, how you've led me here, and I'm so unworthy and capable. But God, you're working, thankful. Thank you for how you've directed Pastor Moore's path here 10 years ago, and then there about 6 months ago. And then, God, thank you how you're directing Brother Mike's path and his family. And God, I'm thankful for how you're directing the paths of everyone in this room. God, each one of us is on a path. Help us, God, to be on the paths you want us to be on, acknowledging you and following you. And I'm thankful, God, to watch as you've done that in the people that are in this room. And I just pray that you help us to continue to trust you. And God, if there's parts of our life where we have leaned on our own understanding instead of yourself, times where we knew what you wanted, but we didn't understand, so we didn't follow, help us to repent of those things and get back to leaning on you. And we know that you can work in a mighty way even still, and you have a great plan. Help us to follow your way and trust you. We love you, Christ, and I pray. Amen. Let's all stand together. Brother Tim, if you would play a song of invitation, and if God's working in your heart, now's the time to get with him.